am Nehalem. I am only 3 weeks old, and I am already talking.
So
that was the voice of Intel's future, a new microprocessor codenamed Nehalem, due out in the second half of next year. Nehalem incorporates the industry's first working chips using 32 nanometer technology. The demo came during Intel Corporation President and CEO Paul Otellini's opening keynote for the Intel Developers Forum, taking place in San Francisco this week. Otellini outlined new products, chip designs, and manufacturing technologies that will help the company continue its rapid pace of innovation.
My talk today is all about extremes. Extremes in product, extremes in technology, and extremes in usage. And it's also about, though, how we as an industry have to collectively come together to drive new technology into widespread adoption. The innovations that we as an industry are making today are the basis of the future of the computing environment, and probably for the basis of the digital world.
Otellini outlined the historical innovations that laid the groundwork for the chip industry's current capabilities, and how those capabilities in turn create the future. He asked what technologies enabled the mobility, connectivity, and access to information and entertainment we've come to expect today.
First and foremost, from Intel's perspective, the microprocessor. Invented almost 40 years ago as well, 4004, all the way up to the Core 2-based products that we have today. A relentless pursuit of Moore's Law in bringing new technology to the market year after year.
Otellini also cited connectivity, memory, and power efficiency as fundamental to the industry's capabilities today.
From our perspective, there are really three fundamental capabilities at Intel that we're exceptional at. The first is silicon process technology, the heart and soul of Intel Corporation, executing, delivering on Moore's Law year after year. The second is our Intel architecture and increasingly the platforms based around our microprocessors that bring life to computing. And the third is our ability to create markets that has to do with the scale of the company, the scale of our capacity to deliver and meet your needs as new products come out, and most importantly, a global reach and ability to diffuse new technology into the marketplace at a very, very rapid pace.
Otellini also sang the praises of 45 nanometer technology, which he called one of Intel's unique inventions. He started with the background on its development.
But I thought it was important to get down to the most essential element of Intel, which is our silicon processing technology, and at the heart of that, the transistor. There is in every transistor a very, very thin insulator layer. It's a thing we call the gate dielectric. It separates the gate from the rest of the transistor. Since 1968, when Intel was founded, that insulating layer was made out of silicon dioxide. 15 years ago, our senior technologists started realizing that this was problematic. As transistors got smaller and smaller, there was increasing propensity to have leakage, to have power dissipate through that gate, which is not good for transistor performance and certainly not good for the overall power characteristics of a system. And as they tunneled through there, we had to find a new way. We had to find a new material, a new technology to deal with the gate dielectric. We cracked the code a few years ago in 2003. The breakthrough that solved this problem is a new materials-based insulator that's based upon a material called hafnium. Hafnium allows us to produce a high-resistance gate dielectric along with metal gates to be able to essentially address that leakage problem and deliver high performance. We've replaced silicon dioxide with this new gate, and the results are pretty stunning. The real breakthrough was that we took the power, in terms of gate leakage, down by a factor of 10. This is enabling us to provide a whole array of new products with high performance, low power characteristics, and ultimately address new markets. I call this the magic of 45 nanometers, which is the latest silicon technology that Intel is going into production on as we speak. The overall capability here, I think, is pretty unique. Other companies have announced 45 nanometers. No one has announced the inventions in terms of the hafnium-based high-k dielectric that we've talked about today. we will be, I think, unique in terms of the power, the performance, the transistor density, and the yields in this generation of technology, and we're well ahead of the industry.
Intel has brought out new technology every 2 years for the last 14 years, Ottolini said, but he said the company is not going to rest on its laurels.
The next generation is 32 nanometers. It uses a second generation of high-k metal gate transistors, and I'm happy to say that we have our first, the world's first, product, fully functional, on 32 nanometers. This happens to be an SRAM. There's a 291 megabit SRAM array of die on here. Each die is 1.9 billion, that's with a B, billion transistors. Pretty amazing capability. What this does is starts to give us the know-how, the confidence to build mainstream microprocessors on this technology a short 2 years from today.
The Intel CEO went on to describe platforms, which bring together the microprocessor, the chipset, and the architecture. The platform has been the major focus of Intel's development efforts of late.
Platforms have been the major thrust from Intel's development perspective the last few years. And in our definition, our parlance, a platform really is very simplistically an Intel architecture microprocessor tailored for the task at hand. A collection of chipsets and logic chips, graphic chips that sits around it, again, tailored for the task at hand. We look at market segments and identify user-valued features for those markets, like Wi-Fi was for mobile, or security manageability are for the enterprise, add those to the platform, and wrap them up into one architecture. At the heart of the platform is Penryn, is the microprocessor, and our next microprocessor is Penryn. This is taking the same Core 2 microarchitecture, which is shipping today on 65 nanometers, and moving it to the next generation of silicon technology. Penryn, in the large quad-core configuration, is a 410 million transistor die. We will launch these products on November 12th, about 2 months from now, and it is the first of 20 unique microprocessors that are being developed on 45 nanometers, that scale of products I showed a few minutes ago, that's coming out. There'll be a large number of SKUs that are launched on November 12th for servers and for high-end desktops. And then in the first quarter of 2008, you'll see us bring out another 15 or 20 SKUs or so to address not just those markets, but also the mobile markets as we move this technology into the mainstream across all of our product lines. We're very, very excited about our customers' adoption of this technology. There are over 750 design wins around the Penryn family as we approach a launch. And as I said a few minutes ago, Intel is in production on 45 nanometers and Penryn today. And in fact, as we are speaking, wafers are moving through the fab in anticipation of shipping to customers for that November 12th. Launch.
There are two vectors of development for Intel's platforms, Ottolini said, performance and ultra-portable, ultra-low power for new markets. But the most important announcement for the audience of software developers, press, and industry analysts was the unveiling of the next big, or actually very small thing, in Intel's development cycle.
This year we have 45 nanometers Core 2 with Penryn. Next year, we'll have 45 nanometers with a new microarchitecture called Nehalem. Nehalem is a very dynamic design from a number of perspectives. From an Intel perspective, it's a very modular design. We have the ability to change the configuration of cores, to change the configuration of cache size, to change the configuration of I/O, power envelopes, and so forth, to be able to meet the needs of an increasingly diverse segments of a product needs. From a developer standpoint, though, of systems, it's also very dynamic. You'll be able to configure the real-time needs of the system as it relates to the microprocessor, turning cores on and off, turning caches on and off, turning threads on and off, enabling, disenabling power states and so forth, to be able to optimize the performance for the given task at hand. At the largest configuration that will ship in 2008, there'll be an 8-core product, 8-core on one die, and each core will have 2 threads. So each 8-core die will be supporting 16 threads. Think about what the performance could be in a dual-core or quad-core beyond configuration. for simultaneous multitasking. Now, I said that we are on track to second half 08. What I wanted to say is that the design is complete. Nehalem was finished about a month ago. We have wafers running in fab. This is one of the first Nehalem wafers that's come out of fab. Each die on here has 731 million transistors on it, and it represents the next generation of Intel microarchitecture.
Finally, Ottolini talked about trends and growth opportunities in four areas: mobility, entertainment, business applications, and inclusion of emerging markets. Intel is developing a system on a chip for use in consumer electronics. It's working with other industry heavyweights on energy savings initiatives, such as the Climate Savers Initiative launched with Google earlier this year. And it's making a push to get technology and connectivity into classrooms in the developing world through programs like Intel Teach.
We've accomplished a lot. The industry has grown by a factor of 2 in those intervening 6 years. But inside that are some more fundamental growth. Servers have also grown by a factor of 2 in those 6 years. But the capability of a given server 6 years ago versus today is night and day in terms of going from single core to quad core, from the energy inefficiency to the energy efficiency that we see in all brands of servers today. Perhaps the most stunning growth, though, inside this was mobility. Mobility grew by a factor of 4 in those 6 years, essentially because we as an industry invested in creating this market and taking advantage of this market opportunity. The second big change that happened in that time frame is focus on the environment, not just on the energy efficiency of the products that we all build, but also on the cleanness of them, moving to lead-free and now halogen-free. So as I look forward at the opportunities that we as a company have and you as an industry along with us have, I get pretty excited. Much of what we do that's really good, making things small, making things affordable, making things in mass production, connecting them to the internet, is where new markets are going. It's where the world of handhelds is evolving. It's where the world of consumer electronics is going. It's increasingly what business needs. So I get more optimistic about our growth opportunity as an industry today than I was even 6 years ago. But growing all this new technology and moving it into the mainstream doesn't come for free. It requires persistence, it requires innovation, it requires collaboration, and it requires vision. From Intel's perspective, you have my commitment that we'll continue to do our part in delivering this collaboration, and what this forum's all about this week is asking you to join us in that. Thank you very much. Enjoy the forum.
At the Intel Developers Forum in San Francisco, I'm Catherine Girardeau, podtech.net.